To think a meager mortal would find his way here. I must admit, that's quite an impressive feat for such a little thing like you. Ha! And one so young as well. Just barely a man of age, aren't you? Tell me, human boy, what brings you to my lair? What is so important to you that you risk your life? Do you come seeking riches? Power? Some petty title of honor from facing a beast such as I? The hand of a princess, perhaps? You've come to slay the eternal dragon. Oh, you sweet, innocent, naive little human. You are so very mistaken. You see, you are not in the lair of the eternal dragon. You're in the lair of the maternal dragon. Oh, I'm sorry, sweet boy. Those little legends and stories are so misleading sometimes. Oh, yes, the eternal dragon did live here, some 30 years ago. But he wound up finding a nice large dungeon out on the coastal area, and he gave me his old cave to live in. I'm afraid he's a few thousand miles east of here. I'm so sorry. This must be so disappointing for you, little one. Oh, and do forgive my tone of voice earlier. I thought you looked so cute. I wanted to toy with you just a little bit. I must have gotten a bit excited. Plus, you knights always get so excited when I do that mean, angry dragon voice. Allow me to introduce myself properly. I am the maternal dragon. I command all things nurturing, loving, cozy, and sweet, especially for sweet little things like you. As you can see, I'm actually part human as well. I have wings, horns, tail, even the teeth. See? Oh, yeah, so sharp and fairly white. See? But as you can see, the rest of me is just like a normal human mother. Well, besides being a much larger size than you. Goodness. You're even smaller than most of the knights that come here seeking fame and glory. Oh, you're just so adorable. I can't help but grin looking at you. Don't worry, sweetheart. I know you're a grown man, but to me, all you little knights are just so cute. Yes, I know you came all the way up the mountain for a duel, but I'm afraid I'm not much for fighting. I don't really have many treasures or secrets hiding here either. Not unless you think you can find something in my pantry to take home. Alas, I'm afraid you've just found a mommy dragon living all by herself. Oh, you poor thing. Coming all this way for nothing. Oh, come here. Let me give you a hug. Oh, I just feel so bad for you. Oh, you must be so tired after that climb. Your armor is absolutely bone-chilling cold, and your clothes are soaking wet. Come on. Let me take you to my nest. I'll just pick you up in my big, strong claws and carry you inside.
Now, now. No point in fussing. You don't have to be strong anymore. All right? I don't want to hurt you whatsoever. I just want you safe and sound.
Surprised? A little elbow grease and I turn this dark old cave into a truly wondrous abode. Look, I even have a big comfy bed, a nice storage for food, and even an arcane shrine. I mostly use it to open portals and watch what the cute human kingdoms are up to these days. There were a couple of dwarves who passed by here some odd weeks ago who offer to help turn my little cove into a genuine home like this. You see how the walls have these nice wooden trim around them? Those dwarves were so nice and happy to help me. And in return, I baked them all a big batch of cookies. Though, for a dwarf, one dragon-sized cookie was probably enough to feed their whole party. And they even said they'd come back as well, to add a hot spring and a library. Oh, but I'm sure you're eager to get down into bed. Come on, let me lay you down upon it, so you can feel how soft it is. There we go. How nice does that feel? Feel how you just sink and squish into that silky softness. The mattress is lined with a thick layer of blue slime gel, so it has that wobbly, squishy feeling. And the fabric is made with arachne silk, so it's wonderfully soft and clean. You like it? Not to mention... It's big enough for both you and me. Big cuddle nest, perfect for a maternal dragoness like myself. I'm sorry. I find it so natural to speak in that sweet tone of voice. I don't realize if I'm going too far. I hope you don't mind, dear.
You don't? Oh, such a sweet thing you are.
You looked like such a big, strong knight, but I think at heart, you're a good, sweet little boy. Why don't you get that helmet off yours? It's hard to get comfy when you're all armored up like that. Oh my. And under all that metal and steel, you're just a cute little thing. Here, let's just toss the sword of yours aside so you can just lay in Mama's bed with her. Isn't this nice? Warm and safe. Wrapped in these silk blankets and sheets with Mama. Do you feel that? That radiating warmth coming from my chest? That's from something called a flame sack. It allows Mama to breathe fire. But it also has an additional benefit of making Mama's bosom nice and toasty for any little knights she happens to take into her care. Come on, nuzzle in a little deeper, baby. That's it. There you go. Oh, poor thing. Traveling through these lands, fighting off vicious monsters all on your own. Don't you have a traveling party?
A group of friends to help you? Even a mercenary or a summon to your aid? No. Just you? Oof. You pitiful boy. No wonder you look so starved and so lonely. My.
I can almost see your eyes turn to watery tears
just from being in my arms.
Shh.
It's okay, little one. It's all right now. Do you know why?
Did I hear someone's stomach growl? Well, I could whip you up something in my pantry, but we're already so cozy in this bed. I suppose there's no helping it. You'll just need to have a nice dinner from my bosom, won't you? Ooh, I can tell one part of you likes that idea. Goodness, you really like that idea.
Poor thing. You haven't been taking care of this sword between your legs, have you? Just because you're on a quest doesn't mean you get to ignore your health, dear. Come on. Let's get you all taken care of. Relax, dear. Just lay back for Mama. I'll shuffle off this apron of mine, and you can get a nice full mouthful of my breast. Like them? I see you do. Now, open wide for Mama. I'll slip this big nipple into your mouth. There we go. How is that? Nice and creamy, right? Thanks to my flame sack, it should be just perfectly warm as well. You should know, dragon milk is quite a high-dollar product in the higher cities of this realm. And here you are, suckling it all down to your heart's content. Such a lucky boy you are. And to think, it's not even the luckiest part of your night yet. Let me just use my claws to pry these trousers of yours off. My, my. Such a sweet thing. Look at this pretty cock of yours, baby. Mama's going to have lots of fun with this, I can tell. Is all that twitching and throbbing just for me? Or is it because of all my milk filling your belly? That's it, baby. You can just keep sucking all you like. Though, you can slow down too if you wish. Mom is not going anywhere. You can take your time and enjoy this all you like, especially when Mama takes her soft, delicate claws and starts to stroke this cock of yours. Oh, my. You seem so happy right now, my dear. I bet it feels really good, doesn't it? My scales aren't as sharp or as rough as most dragons are. They're soft, plump, even a little squishy. Just the perfect tool for making boys like you feel good. Plus, rubbing it into my breast like this, I bet it feels even better. Breastfeeding off of one while I rub your cock against another. Skills like this can only come from centuries of experience like Mom has, you know. Do you feel how my other breast is leaking a bit? Milk dribbling down onto your cock, looping it up as I stroke. So warm and soft. And look at you squirm. Is it just too much for you, dear? Oh, well, don't tap out yet. Mama still needs to have some fun herself, you know. Oh, now what's with that pitiful expression? Don't worry, dear. You can go right back to suckling soon. But, you know, Mama has needs too. Mama has desires. Surely you wouldn't mind if Mama got her fill as well, using your cock. Right? Good. Oh, I know I'm much bigger than you, but you seem to be just the right size to hit all those perfect spots. All you need to do is lie back and let Mama use you. There we go. Oh, and you thought my claws were warm. It must feel like your cock is melting in here. Surprised? All this size, and yet my pussy still grips your cock like a virgin whore. This is why dragons do it better, baby. Humans just can't compare to Mommy's sheer draconic might. Especially when I start to bounce. Just like this. Feel that? That's all of my draconic ass slamming into your legs, baby boy. My tail's swinging up here. It's all just Mama's fat rump jiggling on you now, baby. Look at me, baby boy. Look at Mama's tits. I'm bouncing and swaying all just for you. My huge thighs rippling every time I slam down into you. You're making Mama feel so good right now, little one. You can start thrusting. That's it. Thrust right up into Mama. That's it, baby boy. That's it. Oh, you're doing so good for Mommy. Mommy loves feeling you try and get deep in her. Isn't it just so warm and wet in Mama's pussy? It feels so good gripping you and showing you all of Mama's warm, wet, sticky love. I'm not even close yet, baby. Not yet. But I can tell you are. Why, no, baby. Must hurt. Seeing all this beautiful maternal figure of mine and just wanting to come inside so badly. Baby boy, don't you want to make Mama feel good, though? Then come on, summon up that courage of yours. All you had to do was climb the mountain to get here. All your training, all your vigor, and hold out for her. While Mama leans in, holds you close, and goes, "Rah!" Oof. Yes! Take it. Take it, baby boy. Let Mama take everything you have. Mama wants that human seed in her so bad. And you're gonna give it all to her. Show me all you got, little night boy. Buck into Mama if you can, before she breaks those hips of yours right in your cock. God, it feels divine inside of me. Look at you, panting and moaning. You're turning into a mess. That's just how I like my boys. That's how I want my little ones. A quivering, whimpering mass, subject to the maternal dragon's wrath. Ooh, I don't think you can hold out much longer, even if I wanted to. Can you? That's fine. Let's see you come, baby. Come together with me while I kiss that sweet face of yours. That's it. Come. Come. Oh my, that was exquisite. I haven't felt like that in a few hundred years. They really make you nice, nice and tough now, don't they? Oh, baby boy, did I go too rough? Oh. There, baby. No, don't look sad. You did such a good job for me. Mm-hmm. Yes, you did. You made Mama come too, you know. Just look at how we soak these sheets through. It's okay. In this moment, let's just bask in one another's glow. Hmm? And besides, you still have another breast to drink from. That's right, baby. Come here and suckle from the other for a while and recover. Oh, now there's a good boy. A perfect, wonderful little night for Mommy. You know, I planned to just give you a night's sleep, some supplies, maybe even a warp stone so you can go back to your village. But seeing just how nice of a little one you are, maybe I ought to keep you in a cage instead. Only kidding. Instead, I think I'll come accompany you on your adventures. Why not, after all? It surely must be lonely, traveling by yourself. We can cuddle and be together like this all the time. You can hug me, just as you are now. Lay your sorrows upon me. Drink from me. Kiss me. Let me mommy you while you go save the world, or
whatever it is you knights do these days. And when you feel yourself tired of fighting and adventuring, I'll carry us back here, and we can spend all the time we like as mommy and little one. You don't have to be a big, strong knight anymore. You can just be yourself. And Mama will cherish it. Forever and always. Ah, but that's for tomorrow, isn't it? You look so worn out from all of this. Come. Close your eyes, baby. You can stay with Mama as long as you wish. Your mommy dragon loves you so, so very much, little knight.